104 Capital FM. That's Chris Brown, Forever, playing right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. Can we repeat that again and again and again? This is Linda Charles Mashai here, keeping you company.
What up?
How are you guys doing,
yeah,
man?
I'm doing fantastic, my guy.
Linda in the house with us. You know, we give you. She has a crepe.
Oh, yeah.
She has a craving.
Yeah.
I constantly have craves.
Yeah.
Constantly craving.
And she's going to hook us up for sure. So what's up? What do you have up your sleeve today?
All right. So this is what I have going, right? Mm. Now, it's interesting because I just moved back in December.
Yeah.
And I still feel like a displaced African out here.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, this cool website I learned about, I have a friend of mine who actually emailed it to me because we're talking about our experiences, you know, in the States and the experiences moving back here.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? There's actually a guy out there who's doing amazing things.
Yeah.
All right? He's got this huge blog. I mean, we're talking about being in a foreign country, no family, maybe a few friends that are probably going to put you up on the couch, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, guess what? You're on your own.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Completely left stranded. I mean, like, you're in school, God forbid you're staying with your friends, but eventually everybody goes back to work. Party time's over, you know, you're taken to the best barbecues, everyone's bragging that you just came, oh, this guy just moved back, came here from Kenya, you know, he's amazing. Mm. Talk of the town for like the longest time. Then after that, it's like back to reality. What do you do from there onwards?
It's a quick reality check.
Mm. Now, this guy, Mwangi, I've got to say, has got the best website out there, and I have to big up, because we're talking about building Kenyans, building Africans, letting us grow, positive reinforcement, right? You guys have to check out, the website is www.thedisplacedafrican.com. It's www.thedisplacedafrican.com, and he's got all sorts of information, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about it. But imagine yourself, you're in the diaspora. You have no idea what your immigration laws are all about. You have no idea what you need to start shopping for, the coolest place where you can get deals. You know, what to look out for.
Get affordable food.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues.
Clothing,
how people get into school.
Banking. The whole nine yards. Now, I'm going to give you more information on Mwangi and his cool site. It is thedisplacedafrican.com. Keep a lot because we've got more information on him and the amazing things that he's actually doing for you if you're an Australian living out in Aussie land. Trust me.
You need to
learn about this, but it's just in general. If you're in the diaspora, you want to check out this site because you never know what piece of information we can all relate to it. Keep it locked to your best mix of music. And of course, if you're logged on online, www.capitalfm.co.ke.
All right,
keep it locked.
Wake up to business.
Joins us from Lagos for more analysis on the.
Be driven by business. Live business.
Hello, this is Mwangi here. I just wanted to record this brief message, and the first thing I wanted to say is welcome to the Displaced African. You are more than welcome. Please get some tea, some food, relax, sit, spend a few hours here, and I really hope you enjoy the articles. And if there's something about the site that you don't like or something that you do like, please click on the Contact Me button, which is right there on the navigation bar, Contact Me, and let me know what's on your mind. I just wanted to let you know what this website is about. A lot of people, when they start blogs, they start them as a way to vent what they're feeling that day or to, you know, just basically put out there what's in the world and, you know, just as a personal journal of sorts. And for me, that's not what the Displaced African really is about. The Displaced African really is the first way that I really want to give a contribution to the world. As cheesy as that will sound, it is 100% true. I basically wanted to take everything that I've been.
All right, now you know what I figured that I would do? I figured that I'd give you an introduction to the man himself who's making it possible for you guys out there. If you're living in Australia, if you're living in the States, if you're in the UK, trust me, there's a lot to gain from his website. It is called thedisplacedafrican.com. Linda here with
Charles and Michelle.
Hello.
Do this one.
That's right, it is your best mix of music, and thank you so much for keeping it capital. Now, here's what's going on. Like I said, we're talking about bigging up Kenyans out there who are making a difference, and for sure, this young man is called Tony Chomba Mwangi Nyanja, man, and he moved to Australia in 2002. Now, here's how he's helping you out. Now, just all the mistakes that we've all made out there. You know, you've gone into debt, you spent ten thousands and thousands of dollars, all right, from just messing up completely. I mean, it takes for you to fall down, not make a difference in your life. I mean, once you're right at the bottom in the States, in Australia, in Canada, wherever you are out there, you know, we all understand you go into debt because maybe somebody didn't advise you. Well, you know, somebody didn't tell you the best places to look for housing. They didn't tell you what laws would affect you as an international student, as an international worker, in whichever way possible, right?
Yeah, like I remember when you go into university abroad, it depends which country. Canada, Australia, or the US. There are a lot of laws that apply to you. For example, you can work, some laws say that you can work on campus only.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
When you are a foreign student.
Yeah.
In the States, you can probably work. In certain places, certain states, you can actually work anywhere.
Yeah, just as long as you've got your social security.
As long as you have a social security, yeah.
You know, and it's stamped correctly.
Yes.
You know?
So there's all those things, and if you don't know that, you could be at a disadvantage, especially when your parents tell you, oh, we don't have money to send you.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. You're on your own.
You're on your own. You're stuck.
Brokenness and all that.
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, you start using up your Visa cards, not knowing exactly what you should do next.
Yeah, because you have to pay them.
Yeah, and all these crazy universities keep telling you, you know, apply for this and you get this Visa card. They extend your limit, knowing that you're going to be paying interest. Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad, man. That's sad.
But you know what? Tony is actually helping you out. If you're thinking of going to Australia anytime soon, if you're thinking of moving out there, now he's got this cool thing. I was just reading the article last week. The 10 things I didn't know. You know, that I wish I knew about moving to Australia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is so, so cool. The article is so funny. And I kept going through them and I was like, yeah, I know. So it's not just in Australia, of course. It just depends where you're displaced.
Yeah.
You know? And I was actually asking you, do you feel displaced now that you've moved back to Kenya? Like when you move back to Kenya?
Yeah, the first time you come back, you find things have really changed, especially if you've been away for a long time.
So you're a displaced African in Africa.
Yeah, you come back, you get confused because now
it's
for jobs, where are you going to live? Are you going to live with your parents? Are you going to live by yourself? Where are the social scenes? People tell you, oh, do not drive in this direction in the dark. You know, there's all kinds of things that you need to learn afresh.
Because,
I mean, you've not been here for long, so you don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
You don't know. You know, like when you're out there, people tell you, oh, carjackings are very high in Nairobi.
Yeah.
But when you come here, you're told, no, don't drive this type of car, or don't drive here at night, be careful.
There's a lot of streets to look out for.
Yeah.
You know, if you're moving out here, you don't understand how to get your PIN, your NSSF number,
yes,
all that great information,
NHIF,
how you start open, start opening your bank account, how do you start, you know, it's so interesting, there's so much that has changed out here.
It's going to a broad reversed.
Exactly.
It's going to a broad reversed, you're coming here to do the same thing
in your own country.
And you have no idea where
and
to
people
go.
Are not that helpful in that. I mean, your family will help you.
Yeah, but your friends will be.
But the people who are supposed to hold your hand and take you like your friends are not there for you.
No, not at all.
You're on your own.
But you know what? He's got all these great, amazing articles. He's got information on your immigration laws, what you need to know about that. He's got. He's got guest pods. I mean, like, you could just listen to him talk, and it's good to put, like, you know, a voice to a blog, you know, every once in a while. It's like, oh, that's you. You know what I mean? So I just think it puts a lot into perspective, you know, and it definitely helps out a lot of kids.
Yeah.
You can imagine you've just been thrown into boarding school or whatever it is out there. Mm. Either way, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you just one more link, one more small information on the displaced African. And if you want to find out more about Mwangi, if you have questions for him, of course you have to keep him busy. You know, he did start this in December. He gave up everything just to keep you informed. So make sure you keep him busy. If you've got questions that you need to ask him, you know what? He's going to hold it down for you. www.thedisplacedafrican.com is where you need to do it. Plus, you know what? You're listening to us, your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. And if you want to send in your comments, 072-0734-98-4984.
Online, urban@capitalfm.co.ke.
Keep a lot more amazing music coming your way. Right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. Linda here, keeping you company. And we've got Charles and Mashai. Of course, we're talking about the displaced African.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And here are my final thoughts. I know that I'm going to be interviewing him next week for sure, because I want to know, I want to go into the mind of this kid. I call you a kid because I've got so much respect for you. Trust me, it's like genius kid. You're out there, you're making things happen. And you know what? You gave your comfort job of being a nurse and apparently be called a high school dropout. And people thought you were wasting your time. But you know, Mwangi, one thing that I can definitely say is as we continue to rebuild Kenya, this is how we're going to start rebuilding Kenya one step at a time.
Yeah, for sure.
We're definitely telling you, if you have not heard about the displaced African, you need to go check out his website. He's got so much vital information, and I can't even stress it. You've got what is culture shock, how can you get over it? You talk about the top things I wish I knew before I left Africa, the psychology of an African leader. It is amazing, the immigrant survival toolkit. Yeah.
You know, that's funny when you say the culture shock thing. It's so funny because when you go out there, when you're, you know, African like us guys, you land in an airport in Toronto or New York or Australia, Melbourne, Australia, whatever. You actually realize it hits you that you are black.
Yeah, because
everybody else is white.
Yeah.
You know, here when you come to the airport, everybody's black.
Yeah.
There's just a few white spotters here and there, but there everybody's white. You realize, oh, I'm black, and that's right. That's when that's the beginning of culture shock for you. You realize, hey, I'm actually a black person.
No, and then you also stand out within the black guys because your pants aren't sagging. You know what I mean? Or you're not wearing that little short
top. Or you don't have grills
and all
that. On your teeth. So it's very.
So you stand out together like that's a foreigner. Immediately.
Yeah, you also stand out even among the African, Afro-Americans.
Then what about the other guys who've been displaced for quite a while, but then they somehow managed to kind of get in tune with society and, you know, kind of stay afloat. So you also look. Hey, that guy's got his shirt tucked in.
Yeah.
Fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's just amazing, but he's got all your information. He's got his heroes that he talks about, the story as an African immigrant. You have to check it out. And remember, keep it capital here, because if you give us some feedback, go check out the website, thedisplacedafrican.com. Send us your emails. It is urban@capitalfm.co.ke. And if you have questions that you want to ask Mwangi, please send them over to me, because I'll be emailing them to him and I'm keeping him busy for the rest of the week. So Mwangi, you better watch out, because it's not just going to be questions from me. It's listeners. It's the listener. It's the people who are out there who want to know more. So remember.
No, and who have good vested interest, because some of them have, you're forgetting, the new season is starting this September.
Yeah.
It's when students are checking in.
Mm-hmm.
First years, yeah?
Yeah.
So
they'll
me.
Be going. So make sure you check it out. It's, you said it's www.thedisplacedafrica.
Yes.
.com.
.com. Remember, if you have something that you're craving, you want to know about it, please hit me up. Big up all the Kenyans who are listening out there, all the Africans who are displaced out there. You know, we're showing you some love. And thank you so much for keeping me busy, because if it wasn't for Mwangi at this point, man, I'll be fast asleep. But it's all about you. More amazing music coming your way, and Charles and Michelle are going to keep you company until 5 o'clock, man.
We'll be giving you the news making headlines worldwide shortly.
I'll be dreaming for you guys. Believe that.
Awesome. Good stuff.
This is how I feel. Every time I'm around you, I just lose control. When I'm in the same room, I can't see this girl.